The pasuk says in the parasha, "Vayoyfu es habotzek asher tiyum imitzvayim ugois matzos kiloy chametz." Gorshu mitzrayim v'lo yochelus mamea v'gam tzeidu losolem. Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael had the dough, the botzik, and it was rising, and they were driven out of Mitzrayim v'lo yochelus mamea. They couldn't wait. So they baked it afterwards. It didn't become chametz. There's a big problem over here, because in the Haggadah we say a different reason why we eat matzah. Because lohispik b'tzeikom lahachmetz asher nigel aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came right before it became chametz. Over here it says a different reason. Gigorshu Mitzrayim. So the Altar of Kelm asks that it's very strange. Halloy, the Ramban says in this week's parasha, Lel Shimurim, the Ramban says that it's Shomer, this is the day that was Shomer from the day of the Bria, that Klal Yisrael was going to go out of Mitzrayim. It's Shimurim, it's watched, it's protected, it was saved. So, if you know that you're going out of Mitzrayim at Chatzos, so what do you have to bake at the last second? Right, they're packing. Right, guy's going away on a trip, and he calls his wife, the taxi's waiting downstairs. She's in the middle of baking bread. She says, wait, no, I have to go. So they take the dough with them. They didn't have anything else. I'm saying the also to him. In fact, the Altar of Kelm, a famous kasha that was a surprise. The answer is, yeah, they didn't know. That's why the oil was baking until the last second. So what's the shot in that? Why couldn't they be notified earlier that we're leaving either at Chatzos, they left in the morning, Be'atzem Hayom Hazeh, whenever it was. And it's Shomer, it's already the dates etched in history. It's engraved in the DNA of the Bria when you see what Mitzrayim is going to be. Aloi Rivka told Yaakov Avinu to go get the brachas, because tonight's the night of Pesach. Tonight's the night with the gates of Shemayim are open. It wasn't such a big secret. So the Altar of Kelm says a Moir D'Gazach. It's based on what we learned this week in the share on Mesil Sesharm. Mesil Sesharm says that Pinchas Ben Yoreh said that there's Zihiros and then there's Rizos. Zihiros means that a person has the awareness to be careful. Sur Meira. Zrizos is the Asei Toiv. Zrizos means a person has the energy and the fight and the motivation and the drive and the physical to do mitzvahs, to do what's right. Seil Sashom says that the greatest threat, the greatest detriment to Zrizos is a person who wants to spend his whole life resting, and a person who doesn't want to be bothered, and a person who needs all his gashmizdika things just so. So until you work out the just so, meanwhile you'll miss Kriyas Rabbis Manu. And Mr. Yosef Sharma adds on and says, and a person has to know that he came into the world to work. And the work that we have in this world is not something which is a side thing. It's not something a Zaiti Gazach. But a person came into the world, Adam L'Omo Yulot, a person came into this world to work and to sweat and to accomplish and to work hard. That's what you came into the world for. That's your whole existence. Now, if a person looks that he came into the world for menucha, so then everything's a disturbance, and everything's shook up. But if a person came into the world to work, and to sweat, and to be matriach, and to earn his way to Elam Haba, that's the essence of a human being, so then there's no problem. Not everything has to be just so. You could be a little bit off schedule. You could be rushed a little bit. You could be matriach. Says the Altar of Kelm, an incredible thing. The Eibush has taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in order to go to Matan Torah and to be Oivdei Hashem. Says the Altiv Kelm that there was a test over here. The test was to see, are you guys on the program? We're going to rush you out at the last second when you're in the middle of baking the bread and it didn't get baked yet, and you're all tahujit and things aren't to schedule, and they rush you out. Are you going to fall apart? You're going to say, wait a minute, I can't go. We have this, we have that. We're not ready. Not everything's packed up yet. Or the Eibishter says, go, you'll march. Even though not everything's exactly so-so. And the Altiv Kelm says that the Tzura HaKlai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim was the Hachon of Matan Torah. It was the Hachon of Matan Torah. Hachon of Matan Torah is what happens when you're not on the schedule and they rush you out, right? It comes for a Seder, Matan Torah. And that is, you have this and you have that, and you have to rush. You have to rush. You have to grab your things and go, not everything's worked out, and you didn't plan that, and you didn't plan that. If you need everything just so, then there's no Klal Yisrael. There's no Klal Yisrael. There's nobody to work with. Until the guy finishes off his schedule and he packs that up and he takes care of that, and he has a proper breakfast with three types of nutritional ingredients according to what it says in the back of the box of the cereal, and until he sits down, until he washes and he benches with kavana, it's already 10:30. Then 11:30 he also has to go out because he has to have another break in the bake shop because he's already malnutrition. He hasn't eaten for an hour, but it's on the cheshbon because he didn't eat supper last night, and mele he feels a misbalance and dysregulated in his nitrites. So a guy like that, you can't have Kabbalah Sater. It's not for you. It's not for you. If you can't rush out in the middle and put the buttsake in your knapsacks, okay, which is what they had those days, so then there's no Matan Torah for you. There's nothing to give Torah because you're not on the program, Bechal. There's another famous Altiv Kelm. Rabbi Yochanan brings this down in Parshas Vayechi. Rabbi Yochanan in Parshas Vayechi brings it down, the Altiv Kelm, in this week's Parsha. That's why they left in such a tumult. Like, why could they leave normally? Because if you need to have everything worked out before you do anything, then the Torah is not for you. Avdus Hashem is not for you. He brings down a similar word. The Altiv Kelm says a similar thing. He says the whole Tzura of Matan Torah is weird. In the middle of a desert, hot and dry, Midbar Sinai, Choyriv, which means dry, Shabbat dry. What type of way, in fact, the Altiv Kelm is giving Torah? You give Torah in a stadium, right? Yashtikul kibud, shtikul, fleishik, milchik, parv, buffet. Everyone gets one of these, I don't know, these folders embossed with some real estate company that sponsored Matan Torah. And inside there's all types of brochures and I didn't say which company, okay? For that I have to have sponsors. they give out, I don't know, Vez Kriya Shema Lamita inside of it with a dedication and some of the Hirotzen that you hang on your wall in the sukkah. And that's a Matan Torah, that's a Tzura. What type of Matan Torah is it? You're standing at a mountain in the middle of the desert, nothing garnished. So the Altiv Kelm says that the Shitasoi, that anything, if there would have been any Gashmias that would have accompanied Matan Torah, if there would have been any Gashmias that would have accompanied Matan Torah, says the Altiv Kelm, so that means that Torah would have been given in a Tzura that if we don't have the supporting system, we don't do it. So a guy would say, Matan Torah was given with air conditioning, with an elevator, for example. And what happens if there's no elevator? Rabbi Stern? What? Isn't that outrageous? What? You get rid of him. Get rid of Stern. What? Yeah. Imagine if a Matan Torah would have been with an elevator. So every time the elevator is broken, there's no Seder. We'd still be holding enough base. Maybe enough base on the base. Maybe. And if every time air conditioning breaks, so there's no Torah. So that means when you're in Auschwitz, you can't learn. Because there's nothing going on. The Torah was given in a Tzura with nothing accompanying it. Because the Vart is, it's nothing to do with the surrounding conditions. This is the way it is. You're not totally in this, you're not totally in that. By the way, when a bacher says that, I can't learn today because I didn't like the lunch, yeah? That's exactly what the Altiv Kelm was talking about. They left Mitzrayim without the comfort zone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that if you're not on the program, if you always need to have everything worked out with all your comfortable needs, I can't give it to you. It doesn't mean that a person needs to suffer, by the way. That's not what I said. But it can't be a t'nai in the condition. The oimik of this ach is the famous Maral in this week's parasha. The Maral explains that we have Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, why these two mitzvahs dafka? Says the Maral, Amori de Kazach, the Maral says that Dam Pesach and Dam Milah represent two aspects of being an Eved. Dam Milah represents the stamp on the guf. The Maral and Gurari over here brings down the Gemara and Shabbos that says that an Eved has a stamp on his clothing or on his body that he's an Eved, a chesemes. That's mitzad the Gavra. In order to be an Eved, there are two conditions. The person has to be an Eved. There has to be a stamp that you're an Eved. And in addition to that, there has to be also, you have to do avoid it. It's not enough that a guy is theoretical Eved. You have to do avoid it. Says the Gurari, says the Maral, Dam Pesach is the avoided. That's why in the says Amori de Kazach, in the parasha, Korban Pesach is called avoida. Ma avoida zois lochem. Why is it called avoida? What's up? Korban Pesach is called avoida. Zok the Maral, because the Klai Yisrael b'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim became avodim. Avodim has two parts to it. One part is that you have a stamp on your body that you're an eved. You belong to the Eibishta. That's dam milah. And then it's not enough to be an eved. You have to do the avoida. Pesach was the first avoida that they did as Avdei Hashem. So it's called avoida. So the two mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim was Dam Pesach, Dam Milah, which are the two aspects of being an Eved. So the question is, what's up with these two mitzvahs? So the answer is that the whole Yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim only was in one purpose. The Ramban says in Parshas Yisroi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzicha Meretz Yisrael, Mibeis Avodim. The Ramban points out that the word Mibeis Avodim is extra. What does it mean, Mibeis Avodim? Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, the Torah is coming to stress that the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was that a person should leave, not be Avdei Parah, and be Avdei Hashem. That was the whole purpose. The purpose was no other purpose. There's a Mori Dika Chazal, it's a Mavel Dika Zach. Chazal bring down that when Parah came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, you can go out, when he liberated them, when he freed them, the Lashon of Chazal is, he said, till now you are Avdei Parah. Now you can be Avdei Hashem. You should say, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. That's what Chazal say. That's what Parah told Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, till now you are my Avodim. Now you're Avdei Hashem. Say, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. So the obvious question is, Chazal's a Pella. If Parah wants to go free, Kaiso, so tell Moshe Rabbeinu, you're free to go. What's he telling them to the Avdei Hashem? What is a cure of personality? He's coming to tell them, guys, you have to go. Because what's your business? What's Mishtarayin? You free them, let them go. The answer is, in order to free Klal Yisrael, there is no Metzias of Klal Yisrael that's not Avdei Hashem. There's no such thing. There's no Klal Yisrael that's not Avdei Hashem. It's not the pshat is that there's a thing called Am Yisrael, and then we're Avdei Hashem. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael is Avdei Hashem. There's no such thing. So when Paroi is freeing, when Paroi is freeing the Avodim Mimitzrayim, what's his, I'll say a modern word, emancipation proclamation? Most of you don't even know what it is. Right, Zekon? Where? You're from out of town. There's a few guys here from out of town who don't know what it is even. You know what that is, Shuki? You don't know what it is even. Lionel, you don't even know what that is. You know what the word means even. What? Stern, remember what it is? Schwach, huh? Hertzberg? What? Mike, I want to ask you, Schwer's here. What? He doesn't remember?
He knows.
How are you freeing? How did he free them? You're going free. To do what? To be Avdei Hashem. So his announcement that Klal Yisrael is going to Cheirus is that you're becoming Avdei Hashem. That's the Mahus of Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, you're not free. So that's why the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael took on, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, were mitzvahs of Avdus. Because there's no such thing as Klal Yisrael that's not Eved Hashem. There's no Nishla Zazach. I had a hargosha last year at the Seder, that that's the pshat we say in the Avodim Ayinu, that if they wouldn't have, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ilu Lohitziyanu, Hayinu Meshubadim, we would still be Meshubit the power. All the Mepharshei Agadah, they ask, what do you mean you still be Meshubit the power? You know how many years have gone by? There's revolutions, there's liberations, there's civil rights acts. You go free in the end. But we still be Meshubit. Kosman would take it out. Say this would be, I don't know, Paro. What do you mean we should be Meshubit Paro? Paro's in the Metropolitan Museum. What's that? We would still be Meshubit. What does that mean? The answer is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken us out to be Avdei Hashem, there wouldn't be Klal Yisrael. So we'd still be Meshubit. Meshubit to who? To whoever was the Yorshim of Paro. There's no such thing as Klal Yisrael that's not Vayitzienu Hashem. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as Klal Yisrael is not a nation. There's no such nation called Klal Yisrael that the pshat is that we're Meshubit to Paro. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken us out, there's other ways. There aren't other ways. Because if you're not Avdei Hashem, either Avdei Paro or Avdei Hashem. That's why Paro had to say, till now you have the power. Now there's no such thing as a Jewish people, as Klal Yisrael, as a Yid, that's not an Eved Hashem. No such thing. It's either Vayetzienu Hashem, Anoichi Hashem Elokech, Hashichem Beis Avodim, or not. In light of this maral of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, that's the Mahus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Chazal say, so it's clear what the Alta Fakel meant to say, that they had to leave like that. What's the point of that, to leave like that? Why can't they leave like human beings? And they take a break of 49 days and get themselves ready. I'm telling you, the answer is there's no such thing. Mesillas Yeshayahu says, Agire Yoimanon, we're day laborers, we work. So the second that Klal Yisrael goes free from Avdei Paroi, it's with a rush. It's without comfort zones. It's everybody running out with their shirts not tucked in. Because Kigorshu, they were thrown out. What type of way is that? No, that's the thing. Are you on the program? No, you have to have everything so. And it's really a mavel de kazach. According to this Poshim Shad of the Alta Mikelm, this nekuda of do you have after everything worked out and then you only begin your Avodas Hashem is the nekuda, the turning point of becoming an Eved Hashem. The test of becoming an Eved Hashem depends on this nekuda. Do you always have to have your schedule worked out? In other words, does the Eibishter have to fit into your schedule? Your schedule fits into the Eibishter. Does your schedule fit into the Eibishter, or the Eibishter fits into your schedule? And this is the test of, as a person in Eved Hashem or not. As Klal Yisrael was Oymid in the test, Kigorshu, they took along, they didn't say, wait, we're not ready. And then we're ready for Torah. That's the Tanai Kodin Lamaisa for Kabbalah Satayra to be an Eved. Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. I'm going to go to the house.